Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I've said a few times on this podcast recently, I'm trying to unpack that, and I want to shoot myself for saying that.
Oh, really?
And I almost said it just now with your burrito thing. I hate that.
That's funny, because it's burrito, too. You can't unpack them. You can't eat them anymore if you unpack them.
I guess it, yeah, become a bowl.
Exactly. Then it's just a bowl
it's a different food.
Soggy whatever around it.
You're not a burrito bowl person?
I don't love a burrito bowl if it's, like, really rice heavy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I get at Chipotle when I have to eat at Chipotle.
Yeah.
I would rather have a real burrito.
Wait, what do you mean you have to eat at Chipotle?
When you're like, I don't love a fast food, but that one is, sometimes you're just like, I have to eat, yeah. I have to eat something that's filling.
Right.
Chipotle to me is a good go-to.
I have to eat something that's going to send me into a 2-hour nap.
Right, yeah, now. Yeah.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell. Wait, what happened?
You were just looking at me so sternly while I was doing that,
well,
Nicole.
What happened is I can't remember if he likes to read or loves to read.
Oh.
Was it likes coffee, likes to read? That was it.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Okay, Matt,
wanna
go again.
Take that again? Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week likes coffee, likes to read, Aaron Jackson.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Matt, I can't tell if it's that we have become more observant or we... Do you know what I'm about to ask?
100%.
So, Aaron, you got a photo in your background.
Yeah.
And it's a great snowy mountaintop.
It's a mountain, yeah. Of my email, yeah.
Of your email?
I ask because, Matt, it feels like either we've been seeing more cool backgrounds lately or you and I have just been more plugged in.
Well, first of all, we are very plugged in, for starters.
You're right.
Secondly, yep. I think we're starting to see people, you know what, branch out a little bit. Like, give me a nice background.
Are these not common, a background on an email? I feel pretty computer illiterate.
Okay.
And so, like, if you can do something fancy to your email, I don't really know how.
Nope.
So I don't remember picking this mountain. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
I
understand.
Is it always the mountain?
Yeah, as long as I can remember, it's been a mountain.
Interesting, but you have no memory of picking it.
No.
Aaron, other first thing that I'm looking at, we got 21 emails in this inbox, and that's it.
Well, I recently did the big go through and just sort of delete a lot of your emails.
I love this.
Like, I'm talking within the past, I want to say, 5 or 4 days, and not because of this podcast. It was doing a thing where I was doing a boring chore, or I was on a hold mm-hmm. call. And so I just was like, I'm just going to go through and delete everything.
But you also had you must have had a pretty clean inbox to begin with.
It was in the hundreds.
Right.
Not the thousands, though. My husband has like 4,000 unread emails.
Whoa.
Yikes.
And that really does give me
hives.
And does it make you see him differently?
No.
Oh, that's
He's
nice.
Even more computer illiterate than I am, if such a thing is possible. So it's part of his personality.
I'm seeing something here that's really just really nice.
What's that?
Really nice.
Yeah, just I got an nice... Amazon gift. I recently had a birthday. And so my Mam-Mam and Grandpa, Mam-Mam is the fake, you know, the grandmother name for my grandmother. They sent me an Amazon gift
card. There's a nice note, right? Did they leave a note?
I see. I haven't even opened
it. Oh, yeah.
This.
Let's click this.
Let's click
First of all, there's money in there.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a little movie. Should we play it?
Yes.
Yeah, we should.
And then right above that, you also have another gift card.
Yeah, from J. Crew, from my mom.
Wow.
Someone gave you a J. Crew card.
You're just sitting on these gift cards.
Yeah, well, my birthday has been within the past calendar week, so...
That's nice.
You know, it's not like I've been here for a long time.
Is it necessary to say calendar week?
Or? I just think it's a fun turn of phrase. It's a fiscal week.
Right.
And then I don't know, I have a Lyft 10% rides off. Do I have to click on this? I don't know.
Oh, they do that every once in a while, though.
I have a 5-star rating on Lyft. It's time to treat myself. Well, good for me. I didn't know that.
Do you use Lyft a lot?
No, I don't like the ride shares. I do cabs more, even though I know they're a little more expensive. But I'm like, I fucking hate typing it in and waiting. And then you're on the wrong corner and like scanning for a license. I just don't like, I don't like the ballet of it.
Also, I mean, I know that getting medallions is difficult, but we live in a city with a robust cab system.
That's so easy to get. The only time it's hard to get a cab is when it's like pouring down rain.
Right.
And then, you know, you're fucked anyway because it's hard. Then the ride shares are also hard to get and very expensive. So.
And you at least know the person with the cab is in control of making a living.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, you're a union buster.
Yeah.
If you use a damn ride share, you're busting unions.
If you don't own the medallion, I mean, times are tough making money as a cab driver too, right?
I don't think you can. Oh, do you mean, right, because you're like paying back to the medallion. Yeah, yeah, no, I like, said but it's, they are, it's problematic.
But they are too. In a union, yes. The cab drivers. So they at least have some sort of worker protection, even though it's probably bad.
Right. What is this a sincere email? This May 1st email right above this?
May 1st.
Right above?
Delish?
Above. Oh, yeah. Delish. Oh, no, this is... So I'm going to guest host a show called Delish.
Oh.
And this is sort of the, you know, hammering out the details of that.
Oh, I was hoping it was just a really delightful recommendation. Yeah.
Like from the...
So, yeah, well, it is. It seems like everything that's remaining in your inbox is either a gift card, a promotion, or like work comedy related.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you right now, you can archive that email from me.
Yeah, because now I'm here. See, so I saved that because it was like, I'm going to need the address.
Right.
So we'll just archive that.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, I can delete this alumni
affairs.
We're
perilously close to getting someone to inbox zero, Nicole, for the first time on this show.
All right. We'll keep an eye on
it. Is that usually what this is? It's sort of like therapy to get people down to inbox zero.
We have been told the show is relaxing.
I'm terrified. I'm afraid of my digital footprint.
Well, oh, sure.
Of the things I've left.
And we're going to possibly make a new footprint today, Aaron.
What's that?
We need to know someone you do not want to email.
Email roulette.
Do I need to have their email?
It doesn't have to be the worst person.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? No, this was just like a fun anecdote about how I was bad. So it would be like, I wouldn't want to email this boss because I was in the wrong. This was in college, so I probably didn't even have this email.
Mm.
Okay, I can think of someone else.
I did like the sound of that, though.
I know, it sounds like a good story.
It was just really my fault.
What, can you just tell us what happened? Because now we're curious.
Yeah, so I worked at an Uno pizzeria, and then one time went on a vacation with friends that I had time off, but then the vacation was so fun that I wanted to stay longer. And then I called and was like, hey, could someone cover my shift? And he was like, oh, I don't think we can figure that out, because it was like around the 4th of July. And so then I called again and lied and said the trains stopped running. So I couldn't come. And he's like, the trains just aren't running. And then I was like, and then worked there for another month on like very tenuous footing because he knew I was lying. And then I ghosted work.
Wow.
I went home and then never came back to work and sent him an email that was like, hey, I moved back to Texas, which I didn't do. So I would be ashamed to email that man.
But you did have his email address at one time?
I did, certainly, because I emailed him. But I'm saying I do think I had a different email in school.
But you don't remember what it was. We couldn't access it and track it down.
I certainly won't remember the password.
I'm finding that there's a certain fog surrounding your digital life. Like, you don't know how this mountain got here. You don't remember. I would say almost everyone remembers what their college email address was, right?
I remember the address, but I wouldn't say I remember the password.
Okay.
And the address is embarrassing.
What was it?
It was Zebra 90. And it was because you could type it all maybe with one hand. But now I'm looking, I think you do the B with this hand. It was one of those like, oh, it's like good for, yeah, it was bad.
It's good for if you're like sipping on a beverage or something with one hand and don't want to put it down.
Well, other things you do.
Wow. But you're logging in while
to your
you're
email?
Drawing while you're with your pencil?
While you're drawing with your pencil, yeah.
Okay, well now, Aaron, maybe we can use this. Do you remember any of the friends that you went on that trip with?
Yeah, I'm still friends with most of them.
Okay. But would it be weird for you to email them out of the blue today about what a mistake that vacation was?
Yeah, it would be weird, but I could do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
In fact, you know what, Aaron? I think this is going to be our first email roulette, but you're sending this to a group of people.
Okay. And I think we need to CC what we think Jaden's email address is as well.
We're going to do best guess. Yeah.
Jaden at Uno.
Yes. 100%. All right, so open a compose box.
Okay, great. Oh, this is scary. Oh, see, I wonder if this is the one I should do. Look, see, she has three.
I put them all in there.
I think put them all there.
Yeah. Are you?
So how often are you talking to these friends?
This friend that I'm putting all of her emails on right now, I talk to a lot.
Okay. We're going to have to get to people you talk to less.
Yeah, for sure. And then I have a friend who moved to Las Vegas that I just recently saw, but I don't talk to him very much.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good. That's what we want.
So I'll do him now.
Okay.
Aaron, do you email anyone?
No, I'm telling you.
Maybe it's his full name?
Timothy?
Let's put a different Timothy on there.
That's sort of my instinct as well.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, let's CC Tim Dunn on this. Great. Excellent.
Okay, I can do this person.
I'm starting to think they don't have to have been there. If it's someone you are friendly with or close to.
Look, I have none of my friends'
okay,
emails.
So we need to put
I
a
guess
different...
when you... Is there a certain level of friend... that you don't email, you would just text, and that's why you don't have their emails?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of my close friends' emails, I'm finding out. Who else was on that trip? Okay.
So now we have how many distinct people? We have how many addresses? Four people?
Yeah, four.
And how many of these people were on the trip?
Three of them.
Okay, three of them.
Three of the six addresses were on the trip. And then we're going to just guess for Jaden.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza. Do you think Pizzeria Uno has its own?
Do you think it's... Isn't Uno Pizzeria?
Yeah,
or is it Pizzeria
maybe.
Uno? Put both.
.org, do you think?
No. But I do want you to put .org, but no. These are going to bounce back. These last two are going to bounce back so fast.
Hey, maybe not. And again, we're just guessing his name was Jaden. Right. It was something like
that. How old was this poor guy?
The fog returns.
I would say he was like in his 30s.
Okay.
Like he was a man, not a boy, but he wasn't like an old salty man.
Right.
Looking back with regrets?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is that in line with what you were thinking of, Nicole?
Yeah, that is about
that's
what I was
the subject?
Thinking. Yeah, I think that's good.
And then now I just say...
Hi, friends.
All. Oh,
hi, friends.
Hi, friends. And my old manager, right? So
I think hi, friends, just colon.
Okay.
Been thinking quite a bit. I'm wondering, is there a chance you're accidentally just going to mash send on this? It seems like it wouldn't be off-brand for you to just hit send.
And then not remember that it happened.
Yeah. Tomorrow he's getting replies like, why am I getting these replies from people about this?
Thinking of it about the... vacation we took in the summer of, it was the summer before my senior year of college, which I graduated in 07, so it would have
write
been
all
summer
of these
of
words. Put all of these words in the email.
Summer of 06. In
that summer,
in that summer of.
It was the.
In parentheticals. It was the summer before the senior year of college.
I graduated in
07, so it must have been.
Good. So if you take out the parenthetical, it was. Been thinking quite a bit about the vacation misspelled we took in the summer of in 06. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, great. I regret nothing about the trip itself. Except, well, this is going to be good. Nothing about the trip itself, with the exception of Tim Dunn having not been there. When did you meet Tim Dunn?
Probably 08 or 09.
Tim Dunn, who I met in probably 08 or 09.
Meet the members, I don't know where you're going with this.
That was the whole idea for the Tim Dunn thing.
Try this. Tim Dunn, members of the... What trip was this? Where'd we go?
We went to Jamestown, Rhode Island.
Are you okay with that, Matt?
Meet the members of the Jamestown, Rhode Island trip.
No, don't correct the spelling. Never correct spelling. We only go forward, never backwards. What I regret is my behavior.
Same paragraph.
Yes.
Same monstrous paragraph.
should all just be one sentence.
Yes. My behavior returning from the trip. Mm. Or rather, not returning. Jaden. I lied to you. But most of all, mm-hmm. I lied about the trains. Many good men and women work along the rails. Reliably. Consistently.
Reliantly.
I think there's just extra eyes.
Committedly.
Doggedly.
Doggedly. Tiredly.
And nights. I, oh, sorry.
Nights. Keep... just write nights. Nights. Makes no sense. And I lied.
There's the comma we need.
Yep.
Members of the Jamestown trip, Rhode Island trip, December of 2006 edition. Here's my sincere hope, okay? Will the friends get the bounce backs to Jaden? Because that's even better.
Like, I don't think they will.
Oh, it'd be so good if they
I
did.
Know.
This looks like truly like somebody, what is it? You're doing a 12-step,
yes,
but
exactly.
Still is very much on exactly. the drugs.
I hope we can. Yep. I hope
new
we
paragraph.
Can, oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I leave you now. Unburdened. Unforgiven.
Unfettered.
Unfound.
Ooh, these are good.
Unfollowed.
Uncertain.
Uncertain. Unsubscribe.
Nights.
Nights.
And there's an X in there now.
Okay, and let's put that aside. We'll come back to it later.
Goodness. Okay, great. So what I just...
Just minimize that.
Minimize that. Wow. And try not to hit send.
Woo!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, by the end of this, we're going to get you to spend that Amazon J.Crew money.
What's Swan Street Murder? Is that a show?
Oh, you know what? This is classic me. My friend sent me a fun article about this gay man that was murdered in Boston in the 90s, murdered by other gay men who, like, stabbed him a bunch of times. But then I think they either got away with it. Obviously, I haven't read the article yet.
But you know it's fun?
Well, you know, like, it should be, like, a true crime podcast or you know, what do you call them, doc. And I haven't read the article yet.
Wait, but he didn't send you links. He sent you PDFs of the article?
Uh-huh.
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah, that's bananas.
Can you open this email?
Yeah. My friend Val was telling about this yesterday. I can't wait to read the affidavit.
We should all read and discuss.
So I just click on this.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
I don't understand. Your friend didn't send you an article. Your friend sent you the affidavit.
Wow. This is real
okay,
weird.
Your friend sent you. Okay, evidence. Aaron, this is insane. There's no article here. I thought the craziest thing was going to be somebody sent you a PDF of an article.
Right.
Instead, what you've been sent is the 14-page affidavit and then a six-page document.
The Ward's statement.
A six-page document that's just photographs from the crime.
The six-page document is much spookier. I think there's
some
no
of
question.
It's blacked out.
Yeah, this is redacted heavily.
Wow, I have to read this.
You need to forward this to us also. Yeah.
Don't forward it to me. I want no part in this.
Yeah, we'll definitely serve
What's
time.
What's happening?
Go
Who
back.
Is this friend? What's happening?
This is my friend Ryan, who I used to work with. He's a
at
wonderful
the,
person.
At the district courts?
No. He did used to work for the State Department. So he's actually, you know, he's in touch with real people.
Would he be a good person to include on our email that we wrote a minute ago?
Like, I don't want to get okay, messy with okay, this guy. Okay. No, this guy's a... He's...
Can we attach these PDFs to the email?
No. Yeah, absolutely. Aaron had said we're going to be including... you know what, Aaron? Let's be fair. Pick one, and we'll include that. Yeah. One.
Let's do the affidavit because it's. Oh wait, is this? This one has photos.
Murder at 15. Oh, this is crazy.
It's
the alleged weapon.
Aaron, what the fuck is this? You haven't explained it yet.
Well, it's a story about one. Dylan Ward, Joe Price, Victor Zaborski. Two of them killed the other one.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh no, they killed Robert. These three guys. So they were having like an orgy, and then they killed this guy.
Okay, it's not a story. You're not. Explaining why you've been sent primary source documents about a murder.
I want to also say again, I have 23 emails in my inbox, and this is one of them.
Aaron, I don't understand why you. Aaron, answer the question.
He was telling me the story about this at the bar, and he says it's a really interesting story. And so then he was like, "I'll send you what in my head was an article, but now that we've opened the email, it is in fact an affidavit."
What are the chances that you will read this?
I'd say now that we've talked about it, pretty high. They're pretty high now.
What? Here's what I don't understand. I find the affidavit. Fine. Some people like reading that sort of stuff. Why the printout of a PowerPoint featuring pictures of the victim and the murderers? Why is that attached?
Yeah.
It looks like he made
this. It looks like he made this.
I don't think he would make this. Because where would he get this? All these crime scene pics.
Can we ask him where this document came from?
Yeah, I'll email him. I'll reply right now.
Yeah, let's see if we get a reply.
I would love it if you would respond with, "Where'd this come from? Are you well?" But you can write whatever email you want.
Finally getting around to reading this. Didn't realize it was a fucking affidavit. How do you spell that?
Just go with it. And then say, and yeah, where did
even get this?
Did you make the second document?
Did you make the second sent?
Love, capital L, capital O, lowercase v and e. Right?
And, yeah. And getting is misspelled. I love it. We're rolling with it. Why do we correct any spelling in emails?
Never.
I know.
Aaron, do you get any fun newsletters?
Maybe those go into a different folder, right? Like social or?
Well, there's actually a way to find out. Nicole?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Because God forbid Matt remember any of the technical aspects of the show. Aaron, in the search bar.
Here?
Yes. Label?
Label?
I think I'm doing
I'm
right.
going to do it. I can do it.
Great, do it.
Okay, colon. Caret thingy.
Caret?
Shift the six. Shift six. Unsub. Is there a me in here?
Unsubscribe. Secrets.
I'm really proud of you, bud.
Thank you. We did it yesterday.
So it looks like it's like theater ticket kind of stuff.
Okay. Any really wild email lists you're on?
I don't think so. Again, I don't really like email or the computer. I don't find a lot of joy in it. And again, I am a gay man. I'm sure I've sent some emails to other gay men that could put me in jail. For their content. I mean, I have affidavits from one gay man.
Right.
So I have a little,
Oh, no, I found another email that I wanted to check. I will look at, but we're done with subscriptions, Nicole?
Yeah, I know. I guess
I don't really have any subscriptions. Ones,
go down to the bottom. This looks like something that you reply to.
I didn't reply to this email from October from this sweet man who runs this theater, and I keep meaning to reply, and you know, I just keep putting it off. And that was over half a year ago.
That
would have been a great one for email roulette.
Oh, should we do it?
Well, you know, it'd be a great one for right now.
What?
This. Let's do it.
Really?
Let's reply.
Okay, but we don't want to step on email roulette, so we need to try to write a good email.
We're going to write a good email.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to just take check this off your list. We're not going to write anything bad.
Oh, great.
We might like misspell one thing.
Yeah, one little, it's a little bit like in the olden days, map makers would include a fake town on their maps that didn't actually exist so they could know if their maps were copied.
You're losing me.
That's so cool.
So we're going to include one misspelled word so that nobody can copy this email.
Is that...
Paper towns is what they were called.
Is the word for map making... Is that a cartographer?
It is indeed, yes.
I love that.
Isn't that fun?
A fake town.
But what happens if you try to go to that town?
Yeah,
you could spend a whole day... get lost and injured trying to find that fake town.
For Slipperyville.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. I don't know.
We're looking to go to Slipperyville. It's apparently only 40 miles away. They're like, there's no such town.
Yeah. Yes,
you have
to
talk.
Right.
You really
right,
committed to Slipperyville as the as the fake town name.
Okay, so I'm replying.
Hi, and say this person's name.
Out loud. No, just
deeply into the microphone.
Yeah. I'm so sorry it took me so long to reply.
Over 6 months.
Song. Oops. Okay. Oh boy. So, that might have been it. Oh. That could have been our typo.
That's okay though. I got other ideas.
I just want to say, you know, thinking of you too. Also wish you, you know, sort of return the sentiment.
Yes,
the
yes,
sweet
yes,
sort
yes,
of check-in
yes, yes.
Okay,
email. So your email was so lovely to get.
Great. That's great.
Thinking of you too.
Oh, did you see that, Nicole?
I know. He has, he got the autofill on.
You've got
did you
predictive...
know you have autofill on?
No.
It predicted your words for you.
Oh, God. What would it predict?
Of you.
I mean, it predicted what you were about to write, but still, we don't like that.
We don't like it.
I don't like it either. Well, you can help me turn it off.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe.
That's
thinking
a new
of you too. Hoping you're well.
Text. Hoping you're well.
Toss off.
See you down the town.
And this theater is downtown.
See you down the town. I like that.
He also wears a lot of fun scarves.
Okay. Scarf you later.
Scarf you later. I'm into it.
I'll say see you down the town.
Yes.
see you downtown.
So did you see that Google tried to tell you that's not what you want to write?
It said see you soon.
Yeah. Now, he wrote see you down He-town.
I'll keep that. Okay. I'll keep that as a map maker.
Oh, that sounds suggestive, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
See you down the town is actually a phenomenal sign-off.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Okay, now
see
I'm
you
sent.
Down the town.
I'm going to send it.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
And now I can archive this.
Isn't it wonderful?
That's thrilling.
Oh, wait, you just got a reply on the Swan Street murder.
Oh my God, isn't it insane? There's a whole site dedicated to it. Who murdered Robert?
Okay, so your friend is saying, your friend did not answer the question.
That he's well.
Yeah, and did not answer the question that he did not make the document. I guess he's saying that
he
it's
must
from
have
the website.
Got it.
It might be on the website. Got Should it. We go to the website?
Yeah, let's go to the website.
Okay, so there's a podcast about this. Well, there was.
Defendants, legal teams.
Multimedia.
Do you want to go to...
Oh, gallery. So
yeah, this is where this stuff was. This is the gallery.
Is that it? I thought it was 1509. Oh. Okay.
You know what? Okay, so those are the photos.
Yeah, somebody still made that document.
Yeah, someone still made the fun one, yeah.
I think we have to ask him more directly, did you make the document? Because okay. He's dodging that question.
Yeah, he really is.
So crazy. Did you make that second document, though? Need to know.
Fast.
Capital F.
Yeah. Fast like...
I was trying to do a caps lock.
Need to know fast.
Like before 3 p.m. when we finish recording the podcast I'm on right now. Aaron, we want to go to the bottom of your inbox.
The bottom of the box.
Okay.
Really the bottom of all your email. So if you could go to all mail.
Oh, all mail.
Yes, sir.
Great.
And then So
we're looking at 43,000 total. Not
so
crazy.
Go to oldest.
Yep. Okay, so you did get this email spring 2007.
Right after college.
Hold on. This is kind of upsetting me. Is this a trend? The second email.
Aaron, the first email you have. You know what, Aaron? Why don't you get to say it? Tell us what the first email
is
other
than
the second
other
email.
Than the welcome to Gmail email. This is the first email. Welcome to Gmail. The second email is from an old professor of mine that says, and the subject is Japanese horror and mass suicide.
Open the email.
If there is a PDF in here with photographs.
Okay.
Okay, this is a great email already.
Do I read it?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, hey, Aaron, just got your email with your new info. I've been over at the courts practicing my second serve. Tennis season is upon us, after all. We simply much watch these two films I have in my possession, but when, pray tell? I'm over at the Piano Factory tonight through Sunday, but would certainly be into a later evening film festival if you guys were up for that. I mentioned it to Redacted, too. Let me know. It was a great evening hangout on graduation night with you and some Redacted's dad. Somehow that was right. Redacted's an interesting person, too. I like him the more I get to know him. I'm glad you like your magnet. I just put my copies of The Beckett Bash amidst other photos from my life. I like to put things totally random in terms of chronology so that I believe you are under my grandparents and above a Miami Beach photo of friends, blank and blank, redacted and redacted. Right in the middle is... Aaron in the mask. Perfect. Love, Redacted.
Hey, Aaron, I'm going to ask you a question. I think we all know the answer to it.
Yeah.
Did you fuck this professor?
I did not fuck this professor.
Did you get the impression this professor wanted to?
He was young and gay, but he maybe would. I'm actually still friends with this professor.
Wait a second. That's not my first question.
Oh, really?
What?
An email like this from a professor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, okay, so now I got the connection now of the subject line.
Which is
the films.
Yeah. Yes. So he came over one time and he introduced me to a lot of cool movies, including the Jonestown documentary about how they all drank Kool-Aid and killed themselves. And in very
Flavor Aid.
Yeah. Oh, Flavor Aid. Thank you. But in just, very poor.
We're trying to get a Kool-Aid sponsorship. Should be fucking cool about it.
Good use of cool in that. There. Yeah.
Be cool about it. Cool mm-hmm. with a K. But we did, in very poor taste, make Kool-Aid while we watched the movie. And then we were like, oh, this, like when they're all dying and you're seeing actual human beings die, you're like, this was important. But hey, you gotta try.
Yeah.
You gotta try to make it fun.
Is it rude that I asked you if you fucked this professor?
No, not at all. I was reading it and I was like, this does feel flirty.
Yeah, very, very, very flirty.
But,
intellectual flirty.
Yeah.
Tennis season is upon us, after all.
He's very tall and good at tennis, and he ran a marathon.
And nothing has ever happened.
No,
so
truly.
Maybe it was just friend flirtation.
I mean, maybe in a different world, something could have happened, but I never got the, like, it was never inappropriate.
Frankie was invited, too, so it was like a hangout. It was a group hangout.
Yeah.
Film festival.
I actually think maybe those two did hook up once.
Oh, so you were the cover.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know. And maybe it was just sort of like a make out.
Right.
You know, once in a while. Anyway, now all these people are married.
It feels like in 2019, this is not in any world an email that a professor would send to a student.
Yeah.
You'd be arrested as soon as you
was graduated school. Now. So this is graduation. But to be fair, I do think the relationship was very not something that could occur in 2019.
Right.
Like, he came over to our house. But we had lots of professors over to our house, not even gay ones, to like have dinner and watch movies and stuff. Because I went to a really tiny little school.
Oh, interesting. Where?
It's called the Boston Conservatory. So mm-hmm. It was, there were 500 people in the whole school. But then I was in the theater department. And so like my graduating class in just the theater, not dance and music, but just the theater, there were like 30 of us.
Also, theater has... the boundaries are like
it's
permeable
art school.
Membranes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So we had dance teachers over for dinner. We had voice and speech teachers over for dinner. Once I did a voice and speech final on my roof and the teacher was over and, you know, we were like, oops, we left the bong out, you know, like, and it's like,
that feels very, that does color it very differently than when I thought this was like a, you know, history or even cinema professor.
Even cinema. Yeah. So that is pretty funny that's my first email.
And you are still friends with this person 12 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that worked out.
And did you end up doing the...
You did not respond to this email. We should also point that out.
Oh,
did you not
yeah.
know how it worked yet?
Yeah, probably was just still like in a Gmail haze.
Did you guys watch the movies?
I don't know if we ever watched this. We definitely have watched more movies together. Through.
God, I want to reply to this and say, did we ever watch these movies?
Part of me wants to reply and say, are you still up for this?
Yeah, dude, yeah, I think we have to.
It's Aaron's call. Matt, we're pushing pretty hard.
He's a good sport, though.
He is a good sport.
I'll reply.
Part of me wants you to just send the exact identical email you sent to the last guy. Can we go back and look at that email and see if it would apply?
Well, we definitely need to see you down the town.
So I'll definitely end it and see you down the
but
town.
But no, let's see what the other email was.
I'm sorry it took me so long to reply. Your email was so lovely to get. Thinking of you too. Hoping you're well. See you down the town.
I mean, I think we just copy and paste that exactly.
But I would want to say something else to this person. Be like, about the movies.
Okay. Let's start with that as a template.
Yeah.
12 years, an email. Okay, paste. Oops.
Okay, that has to stay. That absolutely has
what
to stay.
What is this?
Now. That might be the new email.
Are you looking at homes on Zillow?
No,
that's
because Zillow, but I copied. Didn't you see
Oh,
me
maybe it's from Rachel's.
That
Rachel.
It's from me. It's
okay, well, delete, we should get rid of that.
Delete and rebleep and redact. Change of plans.
Wait, now I gotta know, Rachel, why are you looking at minor New York celebrities' homes?
He put it out in his newsletter.
Okay, so it's not, you know, unknown.
Going through some old emails and found this. Did we ever watch these movies? Should I do it like a poem, too?
Yeah.
Lots of editors.
Yeah, so did, I think is...
I think as narrow as possible.
And then just see you down the town.
Great.
Excellent. I feel bad that I slandered your friend, but it's fine.
No, I actually, when I was reading it, I was like, this definitely feels like we banged.
Okay, great.
I got that vibe.
Okay,
entirely.
Good. That makes me feel much, much better.
It makes me feel like I was cooler in college than I thought if teachers were trying to fuck me.
Yeah. Now let's go back to your inbox.
Great.
And let's look at the email that just came in.
Yeah.
This is from the friend that we emailed about.
Oh, great.
Yes.
This is sort of our podcast about the Swan Street murder. He says, no, he did not forge such a thing. I would never. My friend sent it. I don't know how she got it.
Great.
Okay.
So your friend did not make that document that they sent you.
My friend is
Excellent.
Off the hook.
Okay.
I think just email back, phew.
Okay. Phew, relieved.
Great. Beautiful.
Okay. Close that case file. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, God. Go to the drafts?
Yep. You looked at me, and I guess, Matt, that does answer the question of why I sometimes feel like I'm running a lot of the show. I think it's because people look to me as the authority.
A lot of no subjects.
Kind of like the fun younger brother.
Yeah.
Oh, well, first we've got looking back with regrets about the vacation.
Yes, yes.
Senior of college. What are these?
There's some professional stuff in there, which we don't care about.
I think it's a lot of direct deposit forms. Please unsubscribe.
Oh, who are you trying to unsubscribe from and then gave up?
Support at Moneybox.
What's Moneybox?
I don't know.
Can we look up what Moneybox is?
Sure. The Moneybox app is the simplest way to save and invest. Round up your purchases to the nearest pound and invest the spare change. I have no memory of doing this.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a surprise.
It sounds British.
It's very British.
Yeah.
BBC Moneybox is the Twitter.
I did go to London recently. Maybe I like accidentally signed up for it in London and then had to unsubscribe. Well, by recently, I mean like 3 years ago.
Had to, but didn't, because that email was not sent.
Yeah. It was a draft. Oh, dear.
And lost. Then what's the one right next to it? Right under it.
Miss Conway?
Yeah. Oh.
To Joe. Oh, our friend Joe Firestone, who we already mentioned.
Yeah, she was just on the podcast.
She one time asked me to audition when she was a writer for The Tonight Show as Kellyanne Conway, and I did. I wish I had the video. I did send a video, and then I did not get the part.
What do you mean you wish you had the video? What did you send it on?
I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Fog. It's this fog thing.
Aaron,
email fog.
Aaron, do you think you could maybe look it up and see if it was here?
Yeah.
Where would you look for such a thing?
I'll just type in Kellyanne Conway.
And maybe also Joe's name.
See, look, I'm even talking about being bad at technology.
Did this work? I'm so bad at technology.
Aaron, this is nuts. All right, download it. Aaron, you're a man. You're a young man who lives in the world.
And then I was talking with someone recently. The link has expired.
Ah,
that
correct.
Makes sense. I was talking with someone recently. Like, remember when there was DOS?
Of course.
I'm of an age where I remember DOS, and I would get a computer game from the store, and then you had to, like, code it.
Commands.
And right. I could do that. And now I cannot even fucking send an email, and I don't even know what a zip drive is. And, like, and I could code
okay, well,
a video
first of all,
game.
Zip drives, don't bother. Don't hold space in that, because unless I'm incorrect, zip drives came and gone, Rachel. Am I correct about that? Who's using zip drives? Nobody's
See?
Using zip
I,
drives.
So I don't need to know what it is.
What? Staples is using zip drives.
Okay. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Or a flash drive.
Mean, I think you meant a thumb drive.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a floppy disk is now. I can't even use a floppy disk.
And I had a could like make a website, like, you know, like.
Sure. We're not, nobody's judging you for your inability to use technology. What we're judging is your inability to remember technology.
Yeah.
I don't know, because this all started because you said, I wish I knew how I sent it to her. I wish I had it. I wish I knew. What do you mean? What? How else besides email would you have sent it to her?
You're very right. Text? Yeah. I do text her.
Would you text an audition video for The Tonight Show?
I mean, I did write, I'm so bad at technology in the audition.
I just want to be clear. I do just want to be clear. This attachment, which doesn't work anymore, is 0 bytes. It's possible that there was no attachment in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. And she probably was like, it didn't work.
That's why you didn't get the part.
And then I was like, maybe I'll text you.
Aaron, are your parents better at email? Or no, Matt
no,
has something
no,
first.
This
oh,
is urgent.
This is great.
This is
so
urgent.
I saved this. I used to be a waiter, and I got Yelped. And
this is not a Yelp you wrote.
No. This is a Yelp. I saved it to send to myself because so this is a Yelp about me being the worst waiter.
Yelp reviews.
I do stand up about this.
Please read an excerpt.
This is the joke I do in stand up. If you can't see this review from the back, it's basically the transcript of Anna Karenina. It's very, very long. Okay, I tried to get the attention of the waiter, but when he was not texting or eating or drinking, he was more intent on getting the bartender to play David Bowie's Space Oddity by drunkenly asking the bartender to play Ground Control to Major Tom. The song came on and he gleefully sang along off key, and I'd had enough.
Is this all true?
That is true. And again, in my defense, Ground Control to Major Tom, he says that so many times in the song, and he never says Space Oddity. Oh, but the real killer is that then he ends it with god-awful food, rude drunk service, worst eating experience ever in NYC, Ground Control to Major Tom indeed.
Well, what does that sentence mean?
That dude just like dropped his mic afterwards.
Wait, boom. Aaron, you also skipped something that I want to hear more about.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you read the section that begins with his hipster nastiness?
Oh, sure. His hipster nastiness came out when he wrote in large letters on the check, "Come back again soon." The check came to $14.10. I gave him exact change and got up to leave. The waiter mocked me by screaming, "Thank you very much. Come back again soon."
So he's not. Is he wrong or is he not wrong? Was he a bad customer?
He was a horrible customer. And it was, there's something that happens when I had been waiting brunch. And this was in that weird crossover when you're sort of changing tables and the dinner waiter is there, but they're sort of doing their side work, you're sort of doing your side work. So not that you deserve bad service at this time, but this is a time when it's like, it's very in flux. So he's my last table, he's a one top. He's mad, he's very mad because the food took a long time to come, which is literally not my fault. I mean, like, they have to cook food. So I'm sorry it took too long. And then I was drunk because it was the end of my shift and I was taking shots with the bartender and I was basically done. And then... the I didn't write on the check, my co-waiter did, like with like big bubbly heart letter. And then I did say, thank you very much, come back again soon. But Nicole knows, like, him saying that I was screaming is very inaccurate. I can really scream. If I was screaming, he would know. So I was just sort of, yeah, yeah, you know.
Right. So, yeah. So how long ago was this?
Let's see. I quit that job, I want to say, in like 2013. So this was probably 2011 or 12.
Gotcha.
So not great at restaurant service, though, we might say.
I would say I was a very good waiter, and he caught me at a time where I was being a very bad waiter.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Just because the two stories that we've heard today.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, does that make... If you have those moments, do very good waiters have those moments? That would be my question.
I think where you're like, I'm done. You just so happen to be here. You could be the night services. Like, you could be the evening table. I'm just taking you because they're like, hey, I have to do all this stuff. And I'm like, fine, I'll take this table. But I'm like, I don't care about your one top tip on, again, a $14. If he tips 20%, I'm getting $2. So it's like, right. I just didn't care. And so I was being bad in this moment. But I was a good waiter.
Where was this, by the way?
This is down in the Seaport. This is a restaurant called the Cowgirl Seahorse. There's a cowgirl in the West Village. And this is the sister restaurant called the Cowgirl Seahorse.
$14.10.
And he had a coffee.
Yeah, that's a great price.
That's a drink
price.
And a meal.
That's a great price.
I'm telling you. And then he gives me this terrible review. So what if I'm drunk? At 4:30 p.m.
Rachel, I truly don't know what you're going to pick for the title of this episode because there's so many gems. Yeah. Okay, so we started heading down this. I tried to do a very elegant segue, and then Matt found gold by accident. Your dad. I want to see some emails from your dad because it's time for parental alert. Woo! Woo!
Parental units.
Nicole just peeked on that. Oh, parental alert.
Woo! Woo! I thought about it on the way over here, what the alarm would sound like this week.
I like that alarm.
It's a lot of business. It's a lot of flights.
Wait, can you go back up?
Mm-hmm.
What is JP Morgan contact? Is your dad still trying to get you to...
No, I have a bank account.
Oh,
I think
see.
It was something where there's something really weird where I was opening some other weird bank account. And then, you know, when like some bank account my dad had when I was a kid, they're like, we can't open that because of this. So I had to like call and be like, who is this person that I can call?
I see. So it wasn't like he's trying to get you a job at JP Morgan.
No.
Wait, what is this Merry Christmas email?
It's a little card from my mom. We had such a delightful time visiting with y'all. There's little reindeer and foxes drinking martinis. My parents don't drink, though.
So when your mother says y'all, mm-hmm. who is she talking to?
So this would be to me and my husband, Michael, and then my dad is on it, too.
Did she stay with you at Christmas?
No, you know what? We went to, my grandparents are sort of like, they can't travel anymore. They're old. And so we went down to Texas to visit them right before Christmas, I think. So I think this is sort of like a thanks for coming. She's emailing me about Christmas because we stayed in New York. This picture is how I'm imagining your very cool Christmas gathering will be tonight. This is with all the deers drinking martinis. I saw the pic of you spinning the sugar, Mike. I know all will be delicious and impressive. My husband is a very good cook. So he spun sugar for a Yule log where you it looks like straw on top of a log, but it's spun sugar and he spins it over a broom.
What do you mean?
He like puts parchment paper over a broom and puts the broom horizontal like over the stove and a kitchen counter and then spins the sugar. I'm flicking my wrist up and down like a magician doing magic and spins the sugar over the parchment paper over the broom so it drapes in like long tendrils and then he takes that and sort of makes it into like a hay.
That sounds beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm very glad you specified that he puts down parchment paper because my first thought
was
like,
on a dirty old broomstick?
Dirty
yeah. Oh, no. There's parchment paper.
So your mom sent you basically a formal Christmas card for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, we also talked on the phone.
And it is a picture, just so that we're clear, because people can't see it. It is reindeer.
And a fox.
In black tie.
Yes.
Attire.
Pearls.
Barking. Maybe that's a mouse, too. That woman might be a mouse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Is she a raccoon?
Or she might just be a white reindeer?
Let's zoom in on her. I think she's a raccoon. She sort of has the banded eyes.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant the woman next to her.
Oh, her. Oh, yeah. I think she's like a spotted deer.
Oh, you're right.
That's
you're right.
A good call.
I'm sure you're right.
Because she'd be a tall mouse.
Yeah.
She does look like a mouse, though.
Yeah,
I think
bit.
She's a mouse.
Especially in this tiny one. It's time for my favorite segment. Aaron?
What's that?
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
I'm not. I don't think.
Okay.
Erin looked at me that time, by the way.
Goodreads newsletter.
What's she talking about? Oh.
You get a lot of newsletters from Goodreads, but you're not on it. Okay.
I must have an account or something. Would that make sense?
I don't know.
This is a lot
Maybe
of emails,
just get emails
from Goodreads to not be in any way affiliated. Hey, Erin, we want to look at your tube.
What's your tube history?
Oh, God. This is really embarrassing. You want me to go to YouTube?
Yes.
This is mortifying.
We want click on that guy right there. Click on that history. Oof, button.
This is so bad. It's a video of myself.
Search history.
That's embarrassing. Cinderella opening.
No, Erin, your first two searches are so sweet. Can you tell people what they are? So tell us who this person. Tell us who Josh
I have a
is.
Comedy partner named Josh Sharp, and he's my dear friend. So I was looking up his set on Two Dope Queens, which he did, and then the next one is Us Together, which I was probably sending for a professional email. Dope Queens, I was just watching, but I was probably sending a clip of us on a television show that we used to be on.
Fitting. Well, what's next?
Cinderella opening.
Is that? Was that for fun or was that for professional reasons?
I'm going to say it was for a professional reason, but it is also for pleasure.
Very fittingly, the fourth search is
David Bowie Starman karaoke instrumental, because I did do I did that waiter. I read that Yelp review as a bit and then sang a David Bowie song.
Okay,
afterwards.
So this is good because your next two are
me.
Okay. And I'm starting to think you just don't know where any of your like stuff is.
This
your
is
professional
very true.
Stuff.
So I'll go to YouTube, pull the link, and then send it. Amy Jo Jackson is my sister, so I'm a lot of times I pull her up and watch her.
This is a great call.
Willow full movie. So that's the movie Willow, the Ron Howard movie.
Did you rewatch it for fun?
Well, I have it on DVD.
Okay.
But again, I was pulling up a clip to do it a comedy show.
Got it.
And then under that.
My sister again.
Now, if you YouTubed just Amy Jo, would your sister come up? Or was that you being unfamiliar with how searches work?
I feel like if you do Amy Jo, there's also the Pink Power Ranger was Amy Jo Johnson. So
right.
She might come up first.
Okay. But you did manage to find your sister with just Googling her first and second.
Yeah, she probably comes up like third or something.
Okay.
You know, it's like
that's nice.
Then
and
us
then...
again, Erin Jackson, Josh Sharp again. I'm not obsessed with myself. It's for clips. And then Lucretia Campbell, who we love. Lucretia Campbell, she's passed away, but she was a singer who would the weird specific life of being a gospel singer but not famous enough to like have albums, and you just tour churches.
Oh,
and so they're
church famous
and she is a crazy singer, and I mean crazy and like she's very talented, but also like I don't like she makes a lot of bold choices that I don't think I would make.
Stop. That was fun. Whatever. That's interesting. The next thing is the show that you were on.
Uh-huh.
And then the next search after that, can you tell me exactly what that search is?
Steven Universe.
No.
Keep going. Right there.
Here?
Right.
Yes.
Funny or Die, Jared Ivanka actors.
Now, that's you.
Yes.
And Josh Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So you know those two people's names.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing YouTube searching yourself as if you didn't know your own name?
So is this Funny or Die Jared Ivanka? I wonder if I clicked, would this be like an autocorrect
where
it would fill? Then I don't know. Again, I'm pulling these up to send. So I don't know what that would be.
Okay, but I like to imagine that you forgot the name of those two actors.
Which again are me.
Who were those people in that?
So this looks really, when you just sort of look through this, looks really narcissistic.
I don't worry that it's narcissistic.
Go down.
I worry that it looks
stupid.
Amnesiac.
What's this?
Accept all changes, track changes word. Oh, this is how I wrote a novel, and then my...
Okay.
Agent was asking me to do something called track changes, and I didn't know how to do that, so I went to YouTube. To
okay.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd probably Google it first, but yeah, it's fine.
I needed the video.
Visual learner.
What is National Anthem Insane?
I wonder which one it is. Should we click on it?
Yes.
Is it bad? So I do a bit with Josh Sharp sometimes where we play... like people singing and make, oh my God, have you ever heard this? Glenn Close singing the National Anthem.
No.
Can we just play the very end?
Yes.
We'll find out whether we can use it, but yeah, play it right now.
It's the National Anthem.
Yeah,
we all own it.
This is Academy Award nominee Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Really, that one syllable that just went off the rails.
I just like that she commits really hard.
And what it looks like is you're like, oh, this is a woman who knows how to sing. And then you get to that and you're like, no.
No. She sings the way that, like, oh, my mom's good at singing. You know, like, my mom can sing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not like really.
She looked as surprised as anyone that sound came out of her.
I did love, she's clearly embarrassed, but she powers through. Yes. And that's a pro. But it is really funny to watch someone fail at singing.
It's time for my new favorite segment. This is a mystery segment. Matt doesn't know about it.
I like that you've already dubbed it your favorite segment before we don't even try this.
I mean, clearly it's going to go poorly, but.
Uh-huh. Aaron, do you want to be on Goodreads?
Do you want to be on Goodreads?
Yeah, I guess so. Are you on it? And do you enjoy it?
I love it.
So is it? Are you guys sponsored by, what, Kool-Aid and Goodreads?
Yeah, Kool-Aid and Goodreads. No, but I mean, you're an author. You have a book coming out. You're going to have to get on it. Let's get you on Goodreads.
So I go to Goodreads.
Yes.
I wonder if I have an account.
Well done.
Whoa.
You are on Goodreads.
You are on Goodreads.
We need to go back and edit the other segment.
Oh, wow. And look, you have one. What's your one person request?
Oh, my God. What if it's you?
It's got to be Nicole.
I'd be so sad if it was me.
Aaron Kiefitz.
Okay.
Well, are you going to approve that?
Oh, sure.
And you have 10 messages. What are your 10 messages?
This is when it gets
scary. It's going to be like, get more from Goodreads.
Oh. Someone named Sybil.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Cool.
Good segment.
Well, and what's fun about the website?
Oh, it's just that's the key question,
okay. And no one has been able to answer it.
No, you said you like books and coffee, so you can look at what books other people are reading.
Oh, that's fun. It's like a social media.
That's exactly what it is.
But
social
for
media
books.
For books.
Let me tell you why Nicole engineered this whole thing. She doesn't want to ask people to be her Goodreads friends. She's hoping it'll happen. You know, pretty like now.
Well, how can I? How can I add
you
as a friend?
Friend, Nicole?
I think I'm actually hidden. I think I'd have to go looking for you.
Hey guys, I have a breaking news.
Oh,
breaking news here. Go back to your inbox. We got another update, and it looks important on the Swan Street case. We closed that file. We're reopening it.
Okay, reopening it. LOL, laughing out loud. I now understand which doc you were talking about. It would be great if I was making photo guides for every email sent, especially the ones about murder. Espesh is abbreviated to ESP.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah, really funny guy.
I like him.
That sounded sarcastic.
Really funny guy. Swell. Real sweetheart.
All right, well then it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
What does that mean?
It means it's time for email roulette part two.
Oh, chicken.
Whatever.
So the way this works is you will send this email that we wrote if you get a trivia question wrong.
Ooh. Ouch. My friends will certainly just be like, guess he was really drunk and sent a weird email.
At 2:49. Well, 4:30. Maybe he sent it at 4:30.
That's true. Maybe he's working again in the waiting table. He's just drunk.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we're waiting on the trivia question. Why don't you reread this email for us?
Okay. It says, hi, friends, colon. Been thinking quite a bit about the vacation. Just everything is spelled wrong. Just know that. Been thinking quite a bit of the vacation we took in the summer of, it was the summer before the senior year of college. I graduated in 07, so it must have been in 06. I regret nothing about the trip itself, except with the exception of Tim not having been there. Tim Dunn, who I met in probably 08 or 09, meet the member of the Jamestown, Rhode Island trip, summer 06 edition. What I regret is my behavior returning from the trip, or rather not returning. Jaden, I lied to you. Most of all, I lied about the trains. Many good men and women work along the rails, reliantly, consistently, committedly, doggedly, tiredly, nights, and I lied. Members of the Jamestown, Rhode Island Summer 06 edition, meet Jaden, my former boss. I now leave you unburdened, unforgiven, unfettered, unfound, unfollowed, uncertain, unsubscribe, night.
Amazing.
It's a brutal email.
The only thing to add would be see it down the town. But
we could do that. I didn't sign my name. So I'll just see you down the town and then sign my name.
Okay.
So this is if I'm trying to misspell.
See you down the town.
Okay, great.
Okay. Oh, I got it. All right. You want me to read this one, Nicole?
Yes. And now, Aaron, know that Matt and I do not know the answers. Only Rachel knows the answers.
To the trivia.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Internet cookies help websites store your data. Wait, what was
he sighed and looked right at me.
I'm not
going to
know.
After two words. Well, you have a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right.
Oh, okay.
Internet cookies help websites store your data and potentially track you. That's just true, right? Like, that's not even like a commentary from Rachel this time.
Yeah, no, Rachel, I think when Rachel got some commentary on her commentary, she started toning it down.
I love the commentary. I want to be clear.
Too.
Keep it. Bring back the commentary. But did you know there are different types of cookies? Which of these is not real?
Okay, one of these is fake. Ready? A, super cookie. B, special cookie. C, zombie cookie. D, flash cookie. Wow.
So one of those is fake. One Three of are these, real.
Correct.
I'm going to say B, special cookie is fake.
And okay. I don't even think I want to try to sway you off of that. Do you, Nicole?
I don't know. Well, what are the other options?
Super cookie. Zombie cookie. Flash cookie.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let him have it.
Grip it and rip it. Tell Rachel.
Rachel, my choice is B, special cookie.
Ugh.
I'm right?
You did it. Wow. Unreal. The guests have been hot.
Yeah, I'm good at multiple choice.
What was your process there? What was your process?
What's the first one? Super.
You don't have a process.
That sounded real. Then zombie sounded so crazy, but then I was like, these are computer people.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then flash sounds like flash drive.
Okay.
So yeah. That's and then
or
so
flash
like,
player.
Special sounded the one that was trying to hide in plain okay. sight.
Right.
Well done. Send yeah. that to Nicole so we have it for our
Yeah, just send it to me.
Permanent. Send this email to you?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
I
just
really
add me
was...
and send it to me and everybody else in there. Would you be willing, Aaron, to take off all of your friends but leave on the two Jadens and send it to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I was really looking forward to this being sent.
I know, me too.
Well
Matt.
Done the trivia. Well done.
I can't believe it.
Unreal.
I think Rachel's asking hard questions, but we've had like a string of guests just getting it.
It's yeah. multiple choices. You're giving them a chance when they should just drown.
Sure, but there was no world in which we were like, name. Well, first of all, it also
I didn't even know there
sense.
Were other type of cookies.
If we said to you, name a fake type of cookie, you would have then
yeah,
definitely got it right.
That's true. That's true.
Wait, which one is the fake one, Rachel? No, it's special. We got it right. Never
what,
mind.
Maybe it would be harder if it was like true or false and you have to get like three right.
It used to be you got three chances. That's crazy.
That's
we used
crazy.
To play like that.
Yeah, we were way
and
too
people
nice.
Still wouldn't get it. I think we used to have dumber guests.
I think, yes, season
look
two.
At your first, your
I'll
first
show
guest.
You our first, and you'll very strongly agree with me. They want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Aaron, thank you so much.
My God, this was fun and not as scary as I thought it would be.
Good.
No.
You guys are obsessed with email, you little email pigs.
That's it. That's the end.
Yeah. And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast. Nice. Okay.
You
carry
know,
on.
I mean, look, yes, you found gold because you're a good digger. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Rachel, can you put that at the end of the episode? Thanks.
Yeah, you found gold because you're a good digger.
Nicole, you're doing a good thing here.